12 minutes after 9 o'clock. You've got it on KHUM. And joining me here in the studio, we've got Iris Gonzalez and Ashley Sparks from Cornerstone Theater Company. Hello.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming. Now, Iris, I've known since she was just a pup, because she went to school with my son Alexander, and they were in many productions together at Eureka High. And now you're doing professional theater.
Yeah. Quite a turn of events. Since what was that? Into the Woods in 2010? No. Six. Now working with this traveling theater company. It's quite an amazing experience.
Pretty amazing. So I guess let's hear a little bit about what Cornerstone Theater Company is.
Cornerstone Theater Company has been around 28 years. We are currently based in Los Angeles, and we're a community-based theater company. So what we do is we identify a community that we want to work with. And back in 2009, we came to Eureka and did story circles and interviewed people over the course of about a year and a half. And then we wrote a play. Peter Howard wrote a play called Jason in Eureka. And then we came and did a production that was a combination of a couple of professional performers from Los Angeles and then mainly community members from Eureka. And Iris was in the play.
I was 16 and when Peter Howard came to my drama classroom and interviewed us about what we liked about Eureka and what we didn't like. And we had a pretty meaningful conversation afterwards. And then they came back 6 months later and I did the audition and got cast in the show. And then spent my summer.
That was way back then, right?
Yeah, that was back in 2009, the summer before my senior year of high school. And worked with these professional theater artists and the students that they brought on to do this production of Jason and Eureka. It's really exciting. Yeah.
Then you went to school at UC Irvine.
Yes.
And you've been there for, what, 4 years now?
4 years, yeah. I just graduated back in June 2014.
Wow.
And a funny story, working... A lot of the students on that institute, it's what Cornerstone calls this program of going to a town and writing a play about that town like they did with Eureka.
Right.
A lot of the students there were from UC Irvine. So they were pretty influential. And me, when I had to apply for colleges 3 months later, I think I'm going to apply to UC Irvine. And then that was such an influential decision
in
my life.
What an interesting of events there.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
It worked out quite nicely. And then, look, I'm back with Cornerstone.
Right? Now you're back with Cornerstone. Now that you've graduated, you're back with Cornerstone. And you're part of the, you're actually part of the traveling tour now, right?
So there's about 13 actors who are traveling and doing performances in each of the 10 towns called the Traveling Ensemble. And 8 of those actors are from the towns that we're going to. So I'm the representative from Eureka. And I play a character in our show, California the Tempest, named Sebastia, who's one of the bad guys.
Sebastia?
Yeah. She's got some attitude. It's amazing. And so I've been traveling, doing productions in towns all across the state.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Wow. And Ashley, what part do you play?
So my role is the Community Partnerships Associate. And so what I do is I'm part of the advance team that goes to every community and invites people to be a part of the production. So over the past 10 years, we've done these summer trainings that Iris mentioned. And now to bridge all 10 communities, we've done an adaptation of Shakespeare's The Tempest.
Okay.
And so the playwright, Allison Carey, and I have been to all 10 of these communities over the past year doing story circles and interviewing people about what does it mean to be Californian and what is your hope or wish for the future of California. So we've taken those interviews and Allison has changed Shakespeare to be, instead of about England, it's now all about California.
Got
and
it.
All the characters are from towns that we're visiting. So there is a character from Eureka and a character from Fowler and Holtville and San Francisco. So the play really starts to explore this question of what connects us as Californians.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Cool. So this isn't going to be happening until, you're saying, May, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we go up May 21st through the 23rd at the Blue Ox Mill. It's a Memorial Day weekend. It'll be a Thursday, Friday, Saturday. But this Sunday and Monday, we're doing auditions, and we have some roles that we would like to fill sooner. And so we're going to be auditioning at the Jefferson Center on Sunday from 3 to 5 and Monday from 5 to 7.
Okay. And where is the Jefferson Center?
Its address is in Eureka, and it's 1000 B Street.
Okay, that's probably the old Jefferson School.
It's exactly what it is. Yeah, they've kind of transformed it.
So now it's called the Jefferson Center.
Yeah, they've turned it into a community center, and there are a lot of great programs going on over there, like a bike co-op.
Right, the bike kitchen, Yeah, okay, yeah, it's the old Jefferson Elementary. Okay, now I know exactly where that is. Fantastic. Okay, and exactly when, say exactly when you're doing this?
It's going to be Sunday, March 15th from 3 to 5 p.m., and Monday, March 16th from 5 to 7 p.m.
Cool.
And just so everybody knows who's interested in auditioning, you don't have to prepare anything, and everybody is welcome from 8 to 98, we say. We just do a quick little audition. It's easy and fun, and we just would love if people could come out.
How many people are you looking to cast, basically?
At least 20.
Wow.
Maybe more. The more the merrier.
The more the merrier. We've had stages filled with people before. I think, what was our largest?
I think our largest cast has probably been around 40. That's a combination of the 13 the 13 local performers and then an additional 25 or more local people who join the cast in each town. So at this point, we've done the play in 6 towns and over 160 people have been in the show.
All across California, people who have never met have played the same role and then meet at our community potlucks, people who are from different towns who would otherwise be completely unconnected. It's a really exciting notion, I think.
So what ages are you looking for?
They have to be at least 8, and otherwise on up. If you are able to get there and come to rehearsals, then we invite you to be a part of the process.
And when are rehearsals going to be?
Rehearsals are going to be from Wednesday, May 6th through May 20th. And it's a really quick rehearsal process. And there's, depending on your schedule, you might not be called every day for, chunks of time. We're very looking for people to, maybe Ashley can talk to them.
Yeah, we're pretty flexible in terms of working with people wherever they are and knowing what their schedule is. In Eureka, most likely our rehearsals will be in the evening. And so we'll start on a Wednesday and it's about 2 weeks and then the show happens.
Nice.
So it's a very quick process.
And it's actually really cool because the majority of people who will get cast get to help write the play and create this what we call a community celebration using words from people from the community in order to celebrate this place that we live in and call home.
So the people who are locally cast, how many lines are they going to be doing? Is there a lot for them to memorize? Or?
They have to memorize 5 Shakespeare monologues. No, I'm just joking. That's an awful joke. No.
It really varies depending on the role that they're cast in, but it's all manageable. And I will say in the communities where we've been so far, the people who have had the most amount of lines have all managed to do it. And many of them, it's the first time they've performed.
Wow.
So that's one of the things I love about Cornerstone, and that it's really a place, if you've kind of wanted to try acting, this is definitely a space to come and play.
That's one thing I was going to ask you. So I guess you can be an experienced actor or
never
a complete
seen
newbie.
A play,
total
even.
Newbie.
complete newbie.
We actually love the newbies.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, because for us, one of the reasons that we're on this tour is that we're taking theater to places where there may not be a really vibrant theater culture. So in Fowler or Holtville, they don't have access to Shakespeare in the way that other communities might. And so for us, it's an opportunity to create space and invite people in to play in a theater that normally don't get to.
Mm.
Yeah. Well, it sounds wonderful. It sounds wonderful. I'm looking at your tour here. You got 10 different communities, Los Angeles, Weed Patch. Oh, I like that.
Ooh.
Weed Patch is actually where Steinbeck wrote part of Grapes of Wrath, and it's a reference to the Weed Patch camp.
I see. Eureka, yeah. Fowler, Grayson, Wesley, Holtville, which I'd never heard of before, Lost Hills, Pacoima. Love that.
Yeah, that's a great name.
East Salinas, San Francisco. So you guys are really just touring the whole state.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
This is as far north as we go, and I take a lot of pride in that. Being from Eureka, I like how this true part of Northern California gets to be explored by this fantastic company.
Well, luckily, so. You know, this community has a very vibrant theater scene. So that's.
Yes.
And it's pretty. That's pretty good. So, folks here actually know what theater is,
which is great. That's also nice for us in terms of there's automatically a shared vocabulary with the community, and we're not trying to help them understand what the role, like how audiences work. Like in Grayson, we were surprised to find there was a lot of people. There were a lot of people. It was their first time seeing theater or their first time seeing Shakespeare. And so that's a beautiful gift, but it's also nice to come to a community that is familiar with Shakespeare and maybe familiar with The Tempest.
And do this unique process because, I mean, I've done my fair share of productions, but this kind of community engaged theater in such a quick process is such a unique experience for anybody because being like indoctrinated into this family real quick and then working really hard, really fast to try to put up this production in with your neighbors, with people that, you know, you live with is a really special thing to be a part of. So, and I don't know if there's a lot of community engaged theater up here. So this is just a really unique opportunity.
Sounds fantastic. Mm-hmm. All right. Before we wrap it up, let's give the dates and times and location again.
So our auditions are going to be at Jefferson Community Center, 1000 B Street in Eureka, at the old Jefferson Elementary School, this Sunday, March 15th from 3 to 5, and Monday, March 16th from 5 to 7. So we hope to see you there.
Nice. Okay. Well, that's great. Well, thank you both for coming in.
Thank you so much, Cliff,
for having us.